Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters, in which Julian Assange takes the bait. So, to whom did someone deep inside the Assange case choose to leak the police file on him? Why, to his friends at The Guardian, who had previously received preferential treatment on WikiLeaks material. WikiLeaks chose to keep some things secret, but to give others to The Guardian. The Guardian got a series of good scoops and a series of tittle-tattle amounting to not much, but of which they made a great fuss. All good for sales and profits and the reputation of The Guardian and Mr. Assange. And with whom has Mr. Assange now fallen out? His friends at The Guardian. And for revenge, who does he give an interview to? The Times. And who does this benefit? Well, The Guardian, The Times, and the enemies of Mr. Assange. On Saturday, The Guardian published details of the 68-page confidential Swedish report into the sex allegations against Mr. Assange. It was both damaging and embarrassing, including not only accusations of the use of force and deception, but also that he was the world's worst screw. Assange was furious, and on Monday gave an interview to The Guardian's rival, The Times, in which he said The Guardian's decision to publish was disgusting. He is reported to be particularly angry with The Guardian's Nick Davies for selectively publishing the most incriminating parts. The document was leaked, he suggests, to keep him in prison. Well, whatever the rights and wrongs of all this, the net result will be to divide Assange's supporters and reduce the backing for him within The Guardian. The biter has been bit, the leaker leaked against, by someone smart enough to read the outcome. Anyone who knows how to leak thinks hard about to whom and when to leak. They must have known that The Guardian wouldn't be able to resist another scoop and would print the report. They must have suspected that Assange would react badly and turn to a rival. So now relations between Mr. Assange's most powerful British supporter, The Guardian, are damaged. And around the world, supporters are debating the rights and wrongs of the case against him. In the United States, there is a really bitter debate between feminists. Two of the nation's best-known feminists had a public falling out over the matter. Jacqueline Friedman was furious that Naomi Wolf refused to recognise the seriousness of the allegations against Assange, which were, she said, made clear by The Guardian's publication of the police report. Wolf, who insisted the sex was consensual, refused to accept Friedman's point that it could not have been consensual if the woman was asleep, and it became quite heated. This is probably the result the leaker wanted. In his Times interview, Mr. Assange insists that public opinion in America would turn around absolutely in his favour. There's little evidence of that. He may be in a mansion, but he's in a very difficult place. The bait was laid, The Guardian reeled it in, Assange took it. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.